So I mentioned earlier, we call this Sunday Good Shepherd Sunday, because each Sunday of the three-year cycle of readings, we read part of this 10th chapter of John's Gospel, where Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd. And we're familiar with this image in our parish. Particularly in the stained glass window, you can see up the stairs leading to the choir loft, which is featured prominently on our webpage, is on the mass cards, it's even the lock screen on my own phone. It's Jesus surrounded by sheep with the one that got lost resting on his shoulders. And this image is how we normally understand Jesus, as a shepherd guiding his sheep in fulfillment of the 23rd Psalm we just heard, "The Lord is my shepherd." But today's gospel, Jesus gives us a little bit of a puzzle. He calls himself the gate for the sheep. Now, there are actually seven I am statements in the Gospel of John that highlight the divine nature of Jesus and his relationship with us. He calls himself the bread of life, the light of the world, the good shepherd, the resurrection and the life, the way, the truth, and the life, the true vine, and the gate. Volumes could be written, and volumes have been written, on each of these titles. Let's reflect today on how Jesus is the sheep gate through prophecy, fulfillment, and destiny. The first thing we need to know is at the time of Jesus, Jerusalem was a walled city into which one could only enter through gates. Only two of these gates were on the east side of Jerusalem. Now, prophecy was that the Messiah would come from the east. And to enter Jerusalem from the east, the main gate was called either the Golden Gate or the Beautiful Gate. But there was a second gate on the eastern side of Jerusalem that was called the Sheep Gate. That's the gate you see up in our apse mural there, because St. Stephen was led out of Jerusalem through the Sheep Gate and stoned outside. Why was it called the Sheep Gate? Well, it was a bit of a service entrance. The beautiful or golden gate led directly to the Temple Mount. But remember, what went on the temple was the sacrifice of animals, most particularly sheep, to be sacrificed at Passover. So the sheep would be brought into Jerusalem through the Sheep Gate, where there were pools of water to clean them and prepare them to be sacrificed. This is where Isaiah's prophecy that the Messiah would come like a lamb led to the slaughter, and lambs were led to the slaughter in Jerusalem through the Sheep Gate. And what's the fulfillment? Well, we celebrated it 3 weeks ago. On Palm Sunday, Jesus entered Jerusalem from the east, as the prophets foretold. And he entered through the beautiful or golden gate, surrounded by his followers, laying down palms and exclaiming, "Hosanna in the highest." And after preaching in the temple, Jesus and his apostles celebrate the Last Supper in Jerusalem on Holy Thursday, after which they followed him to the Garden of Gethsemane. Where was that? Once again, it was on the east side of Jerusalem, just south of where St. Stephen was stoned. And there he was arrested at night and brought to the high priest. As I mentioned, to enter Jerusalem from the east, you had to either go through the beautiful or golden gate or through Sheep Gate. Since the soldiers arresting Jesus were doing this in secret under cover of darkness, they undoubtedly brought him into the city through the Sheep Gate. The prophecy is fulfilled as Jesus is the lamb led to the slaughter through the Sheep Gate, but he's still the Messiah who enters the city from the east. And finally, there's the destiny. Jesus is the sacrificial lamb of God, but he's also the good shepherd, and he's the Sheep Gate. And the word for gate in Greek is phoro. It's used in the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, where the phora was shut and the foolish virgins were not let into the wedding feast. It's used for the name of the entrance to the tomb of Jesus, which was opened at the resurrection. Jesus describes passing through a narrow fora, a narrow gate to receive salvation. And most related to our destiny is St. John's vision in Revelations of an open thora, an open door to heaven, through which he had a vision of the heavenly court in worship of God enthroned. That's our destiny. We enter heaven through a gate, and the gate is Jesus. And that's what Achille Peretti, who painted that mural, is portraying here. There's St. Stephen having his vision of heaven, which is up at the top of the mural, at the moment of his martyrdom. And above him in that arch is the sheep gate. But look through the sheep gate. We don't see sheep or people or buildings. Through the sheep gate there, we see the beautiful blue of heaven, which is our eternal destiny. Jesus is the good shepherd who leads us through the valley of the shadow of death. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, with whom we enter into Holy Communion at this Mass. And Jesus is the gate through which we, his sheep, must enter so that we may live in his Father's house forever and ever.